to be the seriousness of the content, too.
Yes, sure.
Unfortunately, all is not completely lost. There seems to have been a revival of interest in Zeisel recently, and we hope that this will continue. Do you think it's possible that the return of interest in tonal compositions might help? For a little while, it was so fashionable to be 12-tone or serial in some way.
Well, I think that maybe the time has not quite arrived, but will come for Eric. Because, you see, Schoenberg was a prophet and prophesied in his music and his followers the complete destruction of the world as we knew it.
Mm-hmm.
And in the meantime, it has happened. But I think we are, I'm afraid, we are going to experience ever-worsening circumstances.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think we will need something like a healing and romantic look at life, you know,
mm-hmm.
that will kind of try to hide the realities that are too terrible to look at.
Mm-hmm.
And at that time, Eric's message of love, of mercy, of pity, pleading for the human values,
mm-hmm.
you know, for the simple human
mm-hmm.
values of the heart. That is, I think, the message of his music. I think it will be needed.
Mm-hmm. And then perhaps its versatility will be recognized too. As one reads through the reviews and through letters, one sees such words as earthy, vital, charming, tender. All of these are part of his style.
Yeah, definitely. You know, it still is the fact that when his things are played, that there's an immediate response
right.
of the public.
Mm-hmm.
And that hasn't lessened.
I've noticed this in the revivals that we've done of the Requiem Ebraico, of the Kinderlieder, and the Organ Prelude, and other works. There is an immediate rapport.
Yeah. And it doesn't seem you know, many of them were written 20 and sometimes 30 years ago or more, and they don't seem to be outmoded at all.
Yes.
I mean, on the contrary, they seem more of today.
Yes. Now, perhaps as a final item, we should talk about the materials that are available here to the scholar and to the performer, to the critic. Negotiations are currently underway to get Eric's complete holdings available to the public at UCLA, and perhaps you can give us some idea of the kinds of materials that will be available.
Well, there are all these scores. We have mentioned all the works that are here, and there's a few exceptions of works that have been lost, like the trio.
The trio. Mm-hmm.
And maybe
parts of the
Little Messy, the Little Messy, unfortunately, which hurts me very much because it's a charming, wonderful work. And all this is here, and the original scores are here and should be preserved. And
mm-hmm.
I'm very glad that these talks are underway to preserve them in
mm-hmm.
an institution rather than in my private home,
right.
where they can be so easily destroyed.
Destroyed, anyway. Vandalized,
yeah.
one
yes.
never knows.
And of course there are the printed scores, whatever is still left of
mm-hmm.
them. Not too much, because
mm-hmm.
all these editions have been mostly, most of them sold out, and the publishers are afraid that they will not, have a return of their expenses
right.
if they print them again, which I think is maybe not so.
Mm-hmm.
I think it would. Sometimes things are surprising
mm-hmm.
In this way, and I think this is one of the things that might have happened, and we will also keep trying, I think,
mm-hmm,
in this direction.
Yes.
And I have records and tapes of some of the performances. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, many of them date back to quite a, you know, many years when the techniques of doing mm-hmm. tapes and records was very poor.